Okay, we are open for a motion to accept the library position designation and salary recommendation given by the committee of Amy Alvarez, Barbara Morris, and Jeannie Lively.
I'll make the motion. We accept this as changed.
Okay.
Library specialist 3.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. It passes. Okay. Are you talking about the voluntary?
Yes, I'm
volunteer.
I make a motion that we accept the library specialist job description as written.
I thought we were doing both together. You're right.
They're two separate,
separate ones. Okay.
No, I thought they were together, too.
Okay.
I can you amend that to say as amended during the meeting with that one typo correct?
Yes, with the typo corrected.
Okay.
You have
me now. Now.
Let's proceed.
Okay, we need a second.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, it passes unanimously. All right, Jeannie, volunteer personnel policy.
So we're getting back to where volunteers are coming back in again, and we're going to be relying on them more, I think, than we have in quite some time, because it is getting busier at the front desk. I've been keeping just a tally hour by hour, checking how many people are coming in, and it just, especially in the mornings, it's getting busy. Now, right now, we have a really wonderful young woman through Texas Workforce who's been helping us with the shelving and everything, and they pay for her as a program for high school students. And she's been doing a great job, but come September, she'll be in school. And I think we'll be looking at volunteers at that point. So we were just talking about that because we did have one volunteer who's been helping us, but got a little iffy, not consistent. And we were trying to figure out how to kind of get the word across to new volunteers that this is what we need, you know, what the things that we need. And I found this from, I think it's like 2005, before I was even working here at the front desk. And it just had everything we wanted to tell them about behavior. One of the most important parts was if you say you're going to be here at 10 a.m. on Wednesday and you know you can't, then, you know, what, cover that, get that covered, or let us know early enough that we can. And it's just some basic things, and if it looks familiar, a lot of this comes from our personnel policy. But we just thought this would be a good way that we could just give this to someone who wants to volunteer for us and say, this is sort of what we expect, this is our policy, and then have them sign it to say, yes, I did receive this, and you did tell me about this. And I just thought it had been a while since we had even looked at this, and so I wanted to bring it to the board for you to see it. Let me know whatever, you know, any thoughts that you have, or it's just a way for us to let volunteers know what it is.
I think it's a really good idea.
I think it's a good idea. I don't know about this failure to adhere to this policy as grounds for immediate dismissal. Yeah. How do you fire a volunteer?
I'm a volunteer, yeah. I'm looking for it.
I don't know if there's another way to word that or not, but...
Yeah. Well, I could just...
Let me say it. This would be a policy that we would approve.
Yeah.
Okay, I would suggest that you give us a chance to read it.
Okay.
And perhaps we vote on this at the next meeting and give our magazine editor a chance to find some words
okay.
to put in that place.
I think you're right. That I think we can do a little bit.
Okay.
And the only other thing, since you were talking about maybe making some changes, I don't know what you guys thought about where it says on the bottom, volunteers who are unable to keep a scheduled shift or encouraged to find replacement from the list of volunteers. Mm-hmm. At least 24-hour notice if inability to work is needed, except I wonder if, like, I remember having that policy somewhere I worked.
Okay.
And I think that what we used to do is I used to call whoever the supervisor was, and, like, I would list, like, it was listed, and then a certain amount of time to find somebody, and then if you can't, like, then you call the manager back. Like, I wonder if there's some way to include that. I don't know if you have the discussion with them, but just include a little bit more detail about what the procedures you want them to
okay.
do. Because, I'll be honest, we had lots of people not show up, and they're like, well, you're supposed to find somebody. And they're like, well, I tried, but I couldn't. And okay. they never followed up and told anybody. And then we were counting on help, and then there was no help.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I kind of wonder about them finding their own replacement.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of thinking that's...
Maybe too much,
and... Well, you know, then they got to have a list of names and phone
yeah.
numbers, and maybe all those volunteers don't want their names and phone numbers
out there.
I would say just give 24-hour notice if yes. possible and mm-hmm. let it go at that. And then the person
okay.
here, I'm...
And Manuela or whoever's in charge of volunteers mm-hmm. would be the person to call and find a replacement, I would think, because... She's gonna maintain the current list and make sure it's current and
yeah,
everybody's information is correct and
okay.
so forth. When you've got volunteers with lists, who knows how they keep up with them? And
well, and not everybody wants their phone number out there.
No.
Yeah.
You know, we have the
honestly, when I had to do this, I'd be so mad because I'd be sick or something.
Yeah.
I used to have to call
okay.
people. It was like...
It was irritating.
You have no idea.
Don't worry, irritate anybody.
Find your own sub.
Yeah,
it is murder.
Yeah.
It's just murder, especially if you're ill.
No one wants to answer the phone.
No.
They're like, oh, that's horrible.
Well, I think that's, you know, I think that's one of those things.
Yes, let's read this and
okay.
suggestions.
Yeah. All right. And I've already made those notes, what y'all just said. So.
If people come up with more, they ought to send them to you. So
yeah.
yeah,
have it included.
Yeah. Or not.
Okay.
Okay, the next is the Library Ad Hoc Committee, as we're called, and that's Jeannie, myself, and Nancy, and this is on the land and the all of those sorts of things. I'm going to ask Nancy, first of all, to tell us what you've found out so far, and then we'll discuss where we go from here. How's that? You want to tell a little bit about what we've done?
Yeah, I think we may need to go into executive session again.
Probably. You're probably correct. Let's see. A motion to go into executive session.
I second.
Second. All in favor?
And it's 5:17.